That was Spoon doing The Underdog. Little bit of a, I won't say it was a request, but this goes out to the listener who called last week at the end of the show and was like, play some Spoon. And I didn't have any time, unfortunately. So I'm getting it in for you this week. And hope you enjoyed that one. We had Goldfrapp before that from her latest album, Silver Eye, The Mountain Goats with Rain in Soho. And we kicked that set off with Our Ring from Ignite the Rest. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt with you from now until 11 o'clock. And right now, it's a Kaleidoscope tradition returning. We're starting to get a couple of these now. We are so excited to once again be previewing what's now becoming a Miami Valley tradition, a wintertime event that, despite the cold weather, brings us a lot of warmth and music at the Yellow Cab Building. I'm talking about the Winter Folk Festival. It's happening this Saturday night. There is quite the lineup of live music, as well as visual art, artisans, all sorts of things happening. We're going to tell you all about that here in just a moment. But first, we have an amazing lineup of local musicians in the house, all good friends of the show. And they're going to give us a musical preview of what's happening. So I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to have Harold Hensley start us off. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. This is going to be on the new Repeating Arms record when it ever comes out. And it's called Falls Like Rain.
When the weight of love's pain pulls out, you'll know I'm gone away. The sun setting fast on the day. She's working overtime to wipe the tears away. And she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, her love is in vain. Yeah, she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, her love's in vain. Maybe someday our paths will cross again. When we're longer in the tooth, night is green. We'll gain the knowledge of the game. All that love teaches us is how to play. And she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, her love is in vain. Yes, she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, her love's in vain. The sun's coming up on the hill. There's a home inside your heart I remember still. You've long since moved on and I can tell. Not a bit of hope for me yet, never will. And she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, my love's in vain. Yeah, she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, my love's in vain.
Harold Hensley, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to talk about that album here a little later on. right. And another one you've got cooking. But first, we're going to hear some more live ones. We've got Charles Hartman and Casey Abbott in the house representing Old News. Would you play one for us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a relatively newish song. It's called Sunglasses, and it will not be on the New Arms album. Grab your sunglasses in June, and everybody's playing to win. But you don't stop, you don't get it. No, my God, you don't matter. Think I had the time of my life. I'm probably gonna make you my wife. You don't start, you don't hurry. No, my God, you don't worry. But now that I think twice, and I can finally see the light, and take the good with the bad. Know all those times we had. Think of all the things I should say, but I save them for a rainier day. And you, my love, you might get it. And all these lines, yeah, well, I meant them. But in one ear and all the way through, it's what I'm saying, getting to you. And in your heart, you don't know it. On your face, well, it shows up. But now that I think twice, and I can finally see the light, take the good with the bad. Know all those times we had. Grab your sunglasses and gin, and everybody's playing to win.
Charles Hartman, Casey Abbott from Old News. We're going to talk about what you guys have been up to here in just a moment. First, we're going to hear a little more live music from another returning guest. I think that you are the one who's been here the most recently, although it was all the way back when the weather was consistently warmer in the summertime.
August or something.
I think so, yeah. So welcome back, David Payne, and would you play one for us?
Yeah, this is off my new EP.
This ain't exactly how she thought it'd go. She dreamed of roses that were left on her front porch. And now she's answering phones while he works on cars. And that dirt and grease and oil, it seemed to seep right to his heart. But oh well, it's a living. I've got nowhere else to go, nothing left to believe in, but that's okay. It's a living. Oh, it's a living. He always dreamed he'd be some kind of star. First an astronaut, then a quarterback, then he picked up a guitar. But now his boss tells him he's going far. But that flashing neon open sign might as well be cold steel bars. But oh well, it's a living. I've got nowhere else to go with nothing left. But that's okay. It's a living. Oh, it's a living. He didn't think he'd still be working when he was this damn old. Oh, he tried and tried to save, but life just kept demanding more. And now he's bagging groceries at the store. Oh, the plant closed long ago, it doesn't matter anymore. Oh, well, it's a living. Oh, it's the hand that I've been dealt, so I'm going all in, but that's okay. It's a living. Oh, it's a living. Oh, it's a living.
David Payne, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're previewing Winter Folk 2018. I'm proud of myself for saying the year correctly because I was this close to saying 2017. It's the fifth annual, and all of these folks and many more are going to be on the stage at the Yellow Cab this Saturday night. Before we talk about the weekend proper's festivities, I do want to get a little update from each of you about kind of what the end of 2017 was like for you all musically and sort of what you're looking forward to this year. I know everybody's got some cool stuff cooking. Harold, do you want to start off and tell us a little bit about what you've been working on?
Sure. Well, we talked about this off air a second ago, how we've been promising, the Repeating Arms have been promising this record for a couple, maybe 3 years, I would say, if not more.
Several Kaleidoscope visits.
Yes, and I apologize.
Tell me about it.
But the end of 2017 was really good for us because we've decided that we're going to knock all of the tracking out while it's still cold and we can't get out and play festivals and play a lot of outdoor shows. So that should be wrapped up by the spring, and then we'll just be mixing. excuse me. And I'm also working on a solo record with Patrick Himes down at Real Love, and that should be out hopefully in the spring as well. What did you say? I thought he said something, but he's just making fun of me.
I said it's good. It's real good.
Thank you. Yeah,
David is our subliminal messenger tonight.
Yeah, he's like the CIA.
You're on a list, dude.
I know. David's actually playing on it. I got to bring a lot of friends in to play on the record, and it's so much fun. It's just like songs that I had that didn't really work with the Repeating Arms, and I'm like, you know, a lot of people like these songs when I play them out, so I'm gonna put them on a record.
So, awesome. Yeah. So we have a couple of things to look forward to.
Yes. Yep.
This year.
Very excited about 2018 for sure.
Excellent. Oh, that's awesome. And Charles, what about you guys in old news?
Yeah, we just are also working with Himes, and we'll wrap up what we've been working on Monday. And then we've just been writing and working on new stuff and collaborating. You know, hope to come back into Kaleidoscope and show you where we've ended up thus far. You know, it's always different. You know how it works. So.
I was going to say it's always kind of an ever evolving journey for old news, both in terms of membership and sound and all of that.
Yeah, and I, you know, it'll be interesting to see your face when a full drum kit comes in here with cymbals and everything.
Whoa!
We got a lot of. Yeah, anyone who knows me, cymbals, that's a big deal. We're just really excited to continue. We get together almost weekly still and continue to hash things out. And our good friend Chris Blank has been working on some stuff. We've been writing together, collaborating, and, you know, it's the never-ending process. You know, the date, 2018, it's just, you know, it's a measurement for other people. We don't stop. We just keep doing what we do.
Excellent. The evolution continues.
Yes.
and David, what about you? You had the solo album come out earlier in 2017, and I know New Old Fashioned's kind of working on some stuff as well.
Yeah, you know, played a bunch of shows out in support of the EP, and those have really been great. I've been pleasantly surprised by the response to all that, so I'm super thankful for that. But yeah, the New Old Fashioned's been in the studio. Also with Patrick Himes, that's a running theme tonight. We've all got tape reels at Real Love Recording Company right now.
He should be here. Why is he here?
where's that dude? But yeah, we're really excited about it. We're getting really close to being done tracking, so we're hoping that's going to see the light of day this summer sometime. So look out for it.
Excellent. Well, as we wait in anticipation of all of these releases, we get to see you all Saturday night, and Winter Folk continues. This has become a Miami Valley tradition. 5 years. Did you guys think that when you started it that this was going to be, you know, I think I told you when you were here at year three that Nikki Dakota has a theory that we share on staff, that if you've done something for 3 years, you've done it forever. And I feel like to extend that, if you've done it for 5 years, you've definitely done it forever.
Yeah.
Was that the intent all along? Or?
I mean, honestly, I don't really think we expected to. I mean, it's great that it's lasting and it's still rolling and people still come out. And, you know, it started out as a fundraiser, and we saw some friends in need and a space that we wanted to see thrive. And so we just, like, put all of our ideas together, and those ideas keep coming. So we keep changing things up, you know. And it's – when you know, we've done some other promotion this week, and it's like 5 years. Like, when it sets in, it's kind of crazy, you know.
It's hard to remember lineups.
Yeah.
Like at this point, like, well, who played the second year and who, you know, it's I don't know if we did it with the intent of it being some long lasting forever thing. I think just even as artists, we're appreciative of any support that we get. And to see such a dramatic response year in and year out, and be able to not just introduce people to new music, but all kinds of art and kind of redefining what folk art means. And here in the Miami Valley, there's no shortage of talent. And there for a while it seemed like maybe there was a shortage of places that you could show off that talent in a proper way, and like Harold said, Yellow Cab was like this beacon of light, and I think everyone could see the potential 5 years ago, and it's great that everything has worked out, that despite, you know, unfortunately some things falling by the wayside here locally, that a venue like it can thrive.
And how cool to be a part of that evolution, you know, talk about something else to reflect on, sort of longevity, to have seen that journey of the yellow cab from when the cab bays were still in the ceiling and everything else to it being like a fully totally. Fledged venue that you all have gotten to not just play at, but throw festivals at and be a part of these events. Like that's an amazing testament to our community as well.
And they allow us to do what we want pretty much. That's kind of.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I feel like the evolution of Winter Folk and the evolution of Yellow Cab have gone hand in hand every year. Because the first year we did this, it was still like BYOB, like everybody was wearing their coats in the building because it was cold. The cab mechanisms were all still on the floor. And now it's
remember the oil slick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone brought their own lawn chairs.
It was really like a DIY, like we're going to show up and throw a show here kind of vibe. And now it's a full-fledged awesome venue, and it's like to watch that place grow and to see what Mark and Tara and Jeff and everybody over there have put into Yellow Cab is just so great to me. And it feels, you know, I know we all feel like we're kind of a part of that and have been a part of that evolution, and it's been really, really cool. And that's my just favorite place in the world to be at on any given night, whether I'm playing or watching a show or just, you know, having a beverage. I really feel at home there, and it's been awesome to see it grow along. And I think the festival's grown right along with the venue, and I think that's a really cool parallel.
Yeah. And it's been cool to see how symbiotic that relationship is. Like, you know, they took a risk on a new festival. You guys took a risk on sort of a new venue, and you've gotten to grow together and feed off of each other's successes over these past 5 years. And this weekend is going to be evidence of growth on all sides, and it's going to be fantastic. We're talking about the Winter Folk Festival. It's this Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. Our guests are all going to be there performing in various capacities. So let's see. So Harold will be with Repeating Arms, yes. Charles and Casey, Old News, and then David, are you solo this time around?
Solo set, yeah.
Cool, solo set. Awesome, awesome. They'll be joined on stage by, Starving in the Belly of the Whale, who we're going to hear from a little later on, the Goldsberries, who we introduced you to last year, really great band out of Columbus, our own Todd Widener, Kylene Downs, and Bloody Tambourine and the Musical Mafia, the only band on this lineup that has not been on Kaleidoscope. Tell me about them.
You'll love that band, I guarantee it.
Like, I've been getting the question, as soon as someone reads the name, they just kind of get this look on their face, like, what's that about? You know, that could go so many different, like, directions. I keep going, Charles and I have been talking about it, like, I keep going back to it, and it's like, you know, there's piano, there's washboard, you know, classical guitar at times.
Oh,
like,
nice.
It sounds like ragtime. It sounds, you know.
Ragtime roots was the quick descriptor.
Yeah. And actually, these guys played, Charles and David played a house show at Scott Loy's house, and they were just a two-piece that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were under a different name. This group has several different names that they got, and they couldn't move members around. It kind of reminds me of Old News in a way, like not the music, but just the way that they can like move stuff around. But and I was just really taken by their performance, and I was like, man, I wonder if they would be available, you know, to come do our festival, and they're going to be here, so I'm super pumped. They're from Indiana.
Fort Wayne,
yeah. So, you know, coming from out of town to play our little shindig, it's exciting.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. That's excellent. We'll look forward to getting a proper introduction to them along with all of our hometown friends. And even though the Goldsberries are technically from Columbus, I'm counting them as hometown.
Yes.
We claim them now. Well, before we talk more about the festival, I would love to hear some more live music. David, could you kick us off with another one?
Sure.
Thank you.
what I ain't doing. Can you meet me at the bar up the street? Well, I'm pretty sure she left me, and I'm certain I could use a drink. Oh, just don't know if I can make it on my own. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm destined to be alone. But there's a song in there somewhere. That's what he said to me, and I said, you're always is my friend. That's the silence that we keep, where the ink on these pages is like the tears nobody sees. So we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. Therapy. What's wrong with me? Why can't I find a happy tune? Every time I think I pick a winner, I always lose. Cause there's been so many lovers coming gone over the years, that I've got enough material to span a whole career. But there's a song in there somewhere. That's what he said to me, and I said, the byways is my friend, that's the solace that we keep, where the ink on these pages is like the tears nobody sees. So we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. Therapy. Just remember when you're writing those sad songs that there are others you're helping to get along. So when you're feeling blue, just grab that pen, it'll help you through whatever trouble you find in yourself. And there's a song in there somewhere, that's what he said to me, and I said, always is my friend, that's the silence that we keep, where the ink on these pages is like the tears nobody sees. So we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. And we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. And we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. Therapy.
David Payne with the live version of the title track from his new EP here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Charles, Casey, you guys want to give us one?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Song's called No Good, and it is also not on the new Repeating Arts album. Talking about the good old days, when you were young, you didn't feel so strange. You You have to fly to Neverland. You got your friends, you got your plan. And all the love in the world wouldn't bring you back, it wouldn't make you my girl. And it's so clear to see we're caught up in the moves. You're no good for me. Well, darling, you're no good for you. Sit across the bar from me, and what you're saying couldn't be more mean. And tell me what you think about that. Well, all this time you've been running my back. It's so clear to me we're caught up in the moves. You're no good for me. Well, darling, you're no good. So clear to me, we caught up in the mold. You're no good for me. Well, darling, you're no good for you. You're no good. I said you're no good. You're no good.
Charles Hartman and Casey Abbott from Old News, live here in our studios. And Harold, would you give us another one as well?
Sure. This is going to be on. This is not going to be on the new. Yeah. The repeating arms record either.
Harps is involved, but no, none of these songs are on it.
I know, right? I had to say that. This is actually going to be on my solo record. I wrote it about Chip Pritchard. It's not a love song towards him. It's just a song about his situation. I have to always. I mean, he's a good-looking guy and all, but I always have to say that just so people know. Anyway. It's called Further Down the Road, and and I hope you like it.
Further down the road, there's a place I used to know, place I once called home, oh so long ago. There's a girl there on the porch, staring down the road. She's waited so damn long, grown used to being alone. Coming home, coming, coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home. Coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home. 'Cause there's always one more show, another bar with a neon glow. Death will catch us if we slow. And oh, I hope you know, I hope you know. Coming, coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home. Coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home. And the distance in your eyes comes as no surprise. We're forced to live our lives one day at a time. In remembrance of the light that painted our life so bright. Held on to the fight in hopes we'd get it right. Coming home, coming, coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home. Coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home. 'Cause there's always one more show, another bar with a neon glow. Death will catch us if we slow. And oh, I hope you know, I hope you know. Coming, coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home. Coming home, coming home. Oh, I'm coming home, coming home.
Harold Hensley. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, we're giving you a preview of this Saturday night's Winter Folk Fest. It's happening at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton, and we've got links up to more information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We've talked about some of the musical offerings for Winter Folk, but as you mentioned, Charles, this is not, it's not just about music. It's about folk music, folk art, the community coming together. Tell us a little bit about some of the non-musical offerings, some of the art and artisans that we'll be able to interact with.
Yeah, every year we try to showcase some of the talent that Miami Valley has to offer, and this year is no different. We do have our good friend Tiffany Clark, who you may be familiar with some of her work around town, these murals that keep popping up here, there, and everywhere. She's her and Etch have created a business, I think, called the Mural Machine, mm-hmm. and they've plastered the city with these amazing pieces of art. She'll be showing some of her painting, and I think she'll have some of her ceramics available. I think she generally, you know, it's Decoy Art Studio, I think, mm-hmm. is where she's based out. So I like the combination there. We have our buddy Ryan, who is doing photography. He has spent the last couple of years going around Ohio and taking pictures for his Ocular Blues series, which is really, it's photos of forgotten Ohio, I think, is the tagline. Some amazing black and white images. And then last year we had Glenn Clark, who you may be familiar with, DVAC, his son Virgil, who I think snuck a couple pieces in last year. So we went
now
ahead.
He's official.
Now he's official. So he'll be showing his work as well. He recently graduated last year, so he's got a lot of He's got a lot of wonderful stuff to show everyone. And then on top of it, this year we expanded our vendors and artisans through that. There's a six different vendors there with various handmade and homemade goods, everything from tie-dye to all-natural health and beauty products. Patrick Seisberger, who approached us last year, he came walking in with a guitar, and we're like, who's this dude? You know, and he breaks it out, and it's this amazing handcrafted guitar that is a luthier, and we had no clue. And so we definitely put him on the radar, and we brought him back this year. So he'll have a selection of ukuleles, guitars, maybe even a dulcimer, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yes.
For everyone to check out and try out. I think that I was clueless that there was an individual crafting guitars in Oakwood or Dayton. Wherever he's based out of.
They're beautiful guitars, too.
They're really, really cool.
I haven't played one yet, but.
You get an opportunity on Saturday.
That's right.
So, you know, as with any of our events, you know, trying to lift others up, celebrate what others are doing. There'll be, last year we had some awesome lighting for when we grew the event, but my girlfriend Natalia did a lot of amazing origami pieces. That if you look at those photos from last year,
those beautiful photos, yeah.
And so she's probably listening to this right now and working doubly hard to get some more done. There's going to be some really, really neat things. And then she'll also have some of her paper crafts for sale.
Wonderful.
Yeah, super excited about it. So, you know, the music is nonstop, so it is hard sometimes to kind of find a reason or, you know, an excuse, I guess, to slip in. But, you know, I guarantee you that if you just step a foot in the large gallery there at Yellow Cab on Saturday night, you know, there's so much. You're not going to be able to stop yourself.
Just kind of drift slightly from the music.
Yeah,
and
then,
to experience,
you know, drift
it.
Back. You can hear it in there.
Exactly, yeah, you can hear it.
Absolutely. But we're super excited.
And this continues to be an all-ages event.
Yes. Yes, it is an all-ages event. Last year we had several youngins.
Yeah.
Roaming about, and year after year we see a few more. So don't be put off by the craft cocktails and beer that are on there. You know, we're not going to serve
water
beer.
As well.
Water.
And I think
soda.
Yeah, soda. Yeah. Soda. Soda pop.
Yeah, last year they had some mulled wine for the seasonal offerings.
It's really cool to see the families that, you know, we've been talking about this being like a 5-year thing, like. Some of the families that I remember from, well, I think I remember from the second. I know they've been there before. The second or third year, you know, like you see these kids and they're getting big, you know, and
pretty soon they're going to be up on stage.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited about it. It's like a whole new
little folkers.
Yeah, that's what I'm glad you went for it because I was going to say that. But yeah, I mean, it's so cool that we can do this as a. An all-ages show, you know, because we were talking about it, I think yesterday maybe, and it's like, you know, it being an urban setting, like some people have probably never seen a banjo or a dulcimer or like whatever might, you know, folk instrument might be there, you know, and it's like, you know, just being opened up to some of that stuff is really cool. I like that it's all-ages, you know.
And a lot of people are exposed to Yellow Cab for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we were singing their praises earlier, but it's kind of in an odd spot as eventually that district is kind of wrapping itself around where they are. So it'll be very obvious. But the food truck rallies and winter folk definitely, I think, contributed to exposing individuals to
we
that
first,
space.
First started doing this, like, no one could find it. You know, like,
yeah, it was really off the beaten path back 5 years ago.
Sideshow, I'm like, oh, you got to go to this event, you know, and they're like, oh, cool, you know, we'll be there. And then they call and they're like, where is this place? It's like, just follow the music. You'll hear the music.
Well, and cool to be able to contribute to young people getting to hear real music. I think that. You know, we're talking kind of as we were sound checking about things that have changed sort of through our collective experiences in the Dayton music community. And I think that is something that has definitely gotten better, the availability of access for kids to come see music. And so great for you guys to be contributing to that. that you know, these young budding musicians or young potential budding musicians that don't even know that that's what they want to do can come out and see a show and get that really great feeling that we all know when we hear live music in a crowded room full of people that are all locked in. So that's awesome.
That's what we aim for.
I definitely remember my first concert.
Yeah?
It was much larger than Winter Folk.
Yeah. I saw the first concert I ever went to was Fog Hat at the Car Show.
Fog Hat. I got Randy Travis, Conway Twitty, and Reba McEntire in the same bill. That was pretty awesome. You know, so I, you know, if Winterfolk ends up being, you know, a child's first, then you know, I'm
it's
honored.
Horrible, right?
Can yes. we get Reba?
She was busy. She was busy. She was willing.
A TV show.
We're talking about Winterfolk 2018. It's this Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. Live music, folk art, artisans, food, fun for the whole family. It's all going to be happening. We've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. What do you think, guys? Another live song from each of you?
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Harold, you want to kick off this one?
Sure.
All right. Is this on the new Repeating Arms album?
This is gonna
yeah.
be on the new Repeating Arms album. Be easy on me because I haven't played this out live. I don't think the band has played it out one time. Yes, one time. So don't hate me if I mess it up. It's called Be My Heart. And it's going to be on the Higher Than Lonesome record eventually.
Tiptoe around you somewhere after dark. You're like a crescendo buried in my lone heart. You're painted by the moonlight, the stars are your way back home. You're holding me down with the deepest gravity pull. We'll fight the sun tomorrow, lying in the shade. When you awake from your slumber, I'll help you escape. Won't you be my heart? 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 Waiting for you like it's the end of the world. Waiting for something that's likely unfurl. I need you to know that, and I won't let you go. You want me tomorrow, but I want to be today. We'll find the road to nowhere, lying in the shade. When you awake from your slumber, I'll help you escape. Won't you be my heart? Won't you be my heart? Won't you be my heart? Won't you be my heart?
Harold Hensley, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSL. Charles, Casey, you guys got another old news tune for us?
We certainly do. I'm sure we'll see Charlie on. Charlie Jackson, our good friend Charlie and Amanda Jackson. He's a musician. He requests this song. every once in a while, so I'm going to play it for him tonight. And you sit across the room from me, and our eyes laid on me. Hey, love, think it's time to talk. You speak so eloquently, you share your thoughts, and I don't blame. It's not to say I didn't care at all. And I'll pick up the pieces, put them back somehow. With the love that lasts forever, or at least a while, at least a while. Now you sit 1,000 miles from me. You write words that I don't read, and I should probably call you and tell you why. And all this time we thought we were fine. You got yours, baby, I got mine. It's not to say we didn't try our best. And I'll pick up the pieces, put them back with time. In love that lasts forever, or at least a while, at least a while. Who knows how long it'll take, but just know, yeah, that I won't make the same steps I took before. And in the end, it's all right. We fell in love, baby, we'll be fine. But this time, yeah, I'm gonna be a friend. We'll pick up the pieces, put them back somehow. With a love that lasts forever, or at least a while, at least a while. And I'll pick up the and get them back with time. And love that lasts forever, or at least a while, at least a while.
Old News, Charles Hartman and Casey Abbott, live on WISO. David Payne, you got another one for us?
I do. I think this one is not on the new Repeating Arms album, but I think it is going to be on the next new Old Fashioned record. I did, however, write it about Harold's family's old farm. It's called 99 Acres.
If each passing day it gets harder and harder to breathe, setting sun, I feel the weight of that stone in my knees. Oh, it's hard to go on when the hand that feeds forms the fist that makes you bleed. But I'll do my part. I'll do what's expected of me. They blew the top off that mountain, replaced it with nothing but sand. Oh, and there in its shadow laid our 99 acres of land. Oh, ashes on our 99 acres of land. Oh, when I walk through that door, I remember what matters to me. I'd do it all for the family and young ones that I already see. Oh, we're hardened like stone, we take care of our own without any help from the law. The nearest town's miles away and they ain't got much or nothing at all. They blew the top off that mountain and replaced nothing but sand. Oh, and there in its shadow laid our 99 acres of land. Oh, and we built that cabin, we built it with our own. Ashes on our 99 acres of
David Payne, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're previewing Winter Folk 2018. It's a festival of folk music, folk art, all kinds of amazing things for the whole family at the Yellow Cab. It's this Saturday in downtown Dayton. We've got details up at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And we're also going to look forward to new releases coming, new music from all of these guys and their various bands and configurations, all sorts of good stuff happening. But before I impose upon you all to play one more, what are each of you most excited about for this weekend's festivities? You can say all of it. That's okay.
It's always a pleasure to see Todd Widener play a solo set. But I think I'm most excited about Kylene. I don't think I've seen her in a while.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see her play.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. That's such a hard question. It is everything. Like, just seeing everybody have a good time makes it worthwhile for, like, you know, the work that we put into it. Like, you know, just seeing people having a good time and locking in with, like, a certain songwriter or, like, really coming up and being like, oh, man, we really like so-and-so and you got to get them back. Or, you know, like, just like, hey, I play. I would love to play your, like, that's one of my favorite things. Like, someone would be like, I really had a great time and I'm a songwriter or I have a band and we would love to do this, you know. And that's one of my favorite, that's what I'm looking forward to is just the people, I guess. That was probably a really long answer.
No, I think it's great. I think it was real easy. For me, it's all the friends I get to see. I have friends who travel from up north and from down south, and they make the journey here to Dayton for Winter Folk, and then of course all our local friends. It's like my house isn't very big. None of our houses are very big. It's our chance to throw like a party for our friends and. You know, Harold's a pretty good host. I like to think I am decent myself. But it's, you know, all the smiles, all of our friends. All week it's been, you know, 1 inch, 20 inches, 3 feet, snowpocalypse. And, like, I really couldn't care less because I know that every single person there wanted to be there. And they're in for a very good time.
And if you have a super big snowstorm, then you have a festival and a story to tell.
Exactly.
Year five was the year we survived the snowpocalypse.
That was a snowpocalypse.
We've done it before.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
The first year, like, I keep saying it was a foot of snow, but it was actually only 11 inches of snow on the ground.
Technically.
And
it was $5.
It was $5, and we had, like, tons of people out. Like, it was crazy. I was like, no one's going to come to this, like... You know, I'm sorry, guys. Like, it's going to be a flop. And we had a blast. So that's why we're still doing it. Like, snow. Yeah.
Yeah, don't let it stop you because there's...
It's Ohio, man.
It's winter folk.
That's right.
We're going to provide the folk.
Yeah.
And Mother Nature will do the rest.
Yeah. It's got winter in the name.
Yeah,
so, you know. Well, guys, before you go, I'm going to impose and ask you each to play one more song for us. And David, would you kick off our last round here?
I'm going to play a brand new one. It's called Orange Glow.
Head on my shoulder, cat in my lap. Can't get out of bed and I'm all right with that, cause it's Sunday morning. And for this time, there ain't no better use. Cause it's Sunday morning, and I wanna spend it right here next to you. Oh, Friday I was tired, and Saturdays are blurring through the week. My heart was heavy with the weight of the world, but even now it's quiet. There's something peaceful about the morning's orange glow. Oh, and right here in the glow, I ain't got got no worry, pain, or grief, woe. I hope the sun don't finish rising, 'cause darling, I don't wanna leave this bed. I don't need to see high noon, I hope it just keeps on hanging low instead. So just lay with me a while, let me be a place where you can rest your head. I hope the sun don't finish rising, 'cause darling, I don't wanna leave this bed. I know the world's in a sorry state, and we can't lay here and pretend it's just not there, like we don't care. But if we hold on to this moment, it might make it a little easier to bear. And as you start to stir, pull you in closer, tuck that quilt around your neck, because the outside world just seems to be getting colder. Babe, it's nice and warm in here right now. So let's lay here a little longer before we have to get up and raise our voices loud. I hope the sun don't finish rising, 'cause darling, I don't wanna leave this bed. I don't need to see high noon, I hope it just keeps on hanging low instead. So just lay with me a while, let me be a place where you can rest your head. I hope the sun don't finish rising, 'cause darling, I don't wanna leave this bed. I hope the sun don't finish rising, 'cause darling, I don't wanna leave this bed.
David Payne, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. His latest solo album is called Cheaper Than Therapy, and we'll have a new one coming from the new old-fashioned sometime soon.
That's right. I think in the summer.
Excellent. Well, we will.
That's the plan anyway.
Well, we will look forward to that.
We'll see you then.
Absolutely. Yes. Count on it. Charles, Casey, would you guys do another one for us?
Yeah, I'd love to. Like I said, we're going to be concluding what it is that we've been working on with Himes on Monday. There is a song already up, a single on our Bandcamp, / Old News Dayton. The song's called Ring.
I love you all same, but you won't wear my ring. I love you all same. I thought about what you said, it made my face turn red, and even left my head. And I still don't recall how this all went down, how this all went south. Never know. Well, 3 months came and went. Well, we can buy, we ran. I love you all same. I thought about what you did, it made my heart turn red. It needn't be said. And I still don't recall how this all went down, how this all went south. Never know. I love you all same, but you won't wear my ring. I love you all same. I thought about what you meant, and now my brain feels spent. It isn't what you meant. And I still don't recall how this all went down, how this all went south. Never know, never know, never know, never know.
Charles Hartman and Casey Abbott from Old News Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and new tunes to look forward to from you guys as well.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't play a lot of them tonight. I think Sunglass is fairly new for most of our sizable fan base. And so we're going to save the new ones for when we come in as the full band. I'd love for you to hear and get everyone's opinion. We'll have an active live poll going at the same time. People can vote on their favorite song.
Ooh, totally interactive.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will look forward
Thanks for
to
having
that.
Us,
Julia. My pleasure.
Like, that sounds like a lot of work.
Like, we better do that when Tom's back from his co-op. Because I'm flying solo here. Harold, would you play another one for us?
Absolutely. I just want to say thanks again for having us. We always have a great time when we come up here. I'm going to do another song off my solo release that's coming out. And I want to dedicate it to Charles for all the hard work that he's put in on helping me with this festival. And here's to 5 more years. This song is called Pose, and it's one of his favorites. So I want to play it. And David's going to help me sing it, it looks like. Skeptic to all you have known, the songs of love you've never been shown. You as calm as the sea when it storms, I feel your heart's like mine is made of stone. Keep on holding that pose, don't walk away, don't walk away, run. Keep on holding that pose, don't walk away, don't walk away, run. You were the last in line, those hidden eyes of how they shine. Keeping yourself on toes with a smile like a summer rose. Keep holding that pose, don't walk away, don't walk away, run. Keep on holding that pose. Don't walk away, don't walk away, run. Feelings of loss, they erode. Let's plant them in the soil and watch them grow. Build a likeness to light as you glow. You've loved like the rapid river flows. Keep on holding that pose. Don't walk away, don't walk away, run. Keep on holding that pose. Don't walk away, don't walk away, run. You were the last in line, those hidden eyes of how they shine. Keeping yourself on toes with a smile like a summer rose. Keep holding that pose. Don't walk away, don't walk away, run. Keep on holding that pose. I'm worth the time, I'm worth the time of day.
You're Harold Hensley with David Payne and Charles Hartman on harmonies there live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got Casey Abbott in the house as well, representing Old News. You're going to see all these guys on stage this Saturday night as part of the Winter Folk Festival. The Repeating Arms are going to be there, Starving in the Belly of the Whale, Bloody Tambourine, and the Musical Mafia, who are visiting us from Indiana, the Goldsberries, who we're going to hear next, Todd Widener, Kylene Downs, Artists, food. It's family friendly. We've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing some tunes for us tonight.
Thanks so much. It's always such a good time.
My pleasure. Let's take a listen to this one. They're from Columbus, but as I said earlier, I think the Miami Valley claims them too. Here are the Goldsberries from their Hunker Me Down album. Wake up.